Right, time to welcome back Margaret Mills, who took us to the seaside last week. I think you're taking us back there again, are you not?
Am taking you back to the seaside, yes, indeed. I'm looking at how we've mentioned in the 1970s foreign package holidays were becoming very popular and to a certain extent were taking custom away from British seaside resorts. However, certainly Essex, even if they lost ground in some areas to foreign holidays, were able to make that up by other things. I think, for example, air shows start to become very popular.
Mm.
Other huge mammoth events taking place in and around seaside areas. So what they lost by people beginning to go abroad, they're looking at other ways. And air shows particularly were gaining popularity over these years.
Mm.
Also, Essex Resorts start to capitalise on the fact that they are so close to London. So it's not going to cost you much in transport, whether you're coming to Southend, Clacton, Jaywick, Dovercourt, wherever, whether you're coming by train or you're coming by car, makes no difference. It's not going to cost you that much to travel to Essex. So this is the advertising theme, I think, of the 1960s coming into the 1980s. And of course, holiday camps are still going and would be still going until about 1983, when Butlin shut down and Warner shut down in the 1980s. So in one respect, yes, in Essex, the holiday resorts, the seaside places, were losing ground to foreign holidays, but they were managing to make it up in other ways by putting on other forms of entertainment to attract people and stressing the fact that you're so close to London that it doesn't cost you much to get here. And it's interesting to think, Scott, with all the emphasis this year on staycations, is this going to have an impact, yet another impact, on Essex seaside places where more people are actually staying in the country, so they're looking to go to their local seaside resort?
Could well be. We shall have to wait and see. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.